USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The polls have closed in Georgia, and the nation now awaits the results of the two runoff elections that could swing the balance of power in the Senate. State elections officials have said they expect to see most votes counted Tuesday night, but that the final tally may take several days. Georgia's lieutenant governor says he's satisfied that his state held a fair election. Republican Jeff Duncan tells ABC News that his state has been focused on running a legal election while being in the national spotlight.
Certainly, we have worked hard here in Georgia. We've been in the spotlight, the national, if not international, spotlight. Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger has done a great job of continuing to try to eliminate as much of the background noise as possible to put on a fair and legal election. And certainly, I'm comfortable with what he's done to this point and looking forward to the results coming in.
Duncan added that he is worried that allegations of voter fraud from the November election may have depressed Republican turnout. This is USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.